What's the next big move for TradFi or traditional financial institutions into the crypto space? The Spot Ethereum ETF. At the beginning of this year, we saw the Spot Bitcoin ETF approval, and possibly within the next few weeks or months, we may have a Spot Ethereum ETF approval. So, what is an ETF? ETF stands for Exchange Traded Fund, and that's just a fancy term for a financial product investors can add to their overall portfolio. Breaking down the words exchange traded fund, let's start with the word fund. Check it out. While a traditional stock represents a share of one specific company, like Apple versus Google versus Amazon, with an ETF, imagine a fund that includes stocks of all three of those companies, so a basket of these tech stocks. And to keep it short and simple, this fund is named AGA, or AGA, because it's a mix of a basket of Apple, Google, and Amazon stock. Cool. Now for the exchange-traded words of an ETF. To allow investors like us to own shares of this fund, it is listed on an exchange like Fidelity or E-Trade, so we are able to buy, sell, and trade shares of AGA. So with this AGA ETF, it allows investors like us to get exposure to all three companies without having to buy individual stocks from each company separately. This means we can basically invest in the AGA ETF shares the same exact way we would invest in any other regular individual stock on an exchange, because this fund has shares that can be traded on an exchange. Reorganizing these words is where we get the term exchange traded fund. Pretty simple, right? Sweet. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and in this video, we are going to explore what Ethereum is, what a Spot Ethereum ETF is, and the implications of it being approved. Let's hit it. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, Morales Money, iTrust Capital, and Tangent Wallet. Knowing to buy, sell, and hold crypto with the Moneyline tool we've been using for several months now to monitor bullish and bearish trends in the market, as well as find altcoin gems before they pump with Morales Money. Buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrencies as well as silver and gold tax-free with your own IRA or individual retirement account, or roll over your current 401k with iTrust Capital and invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tangent Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, and it's by far the easiest crypto wallet to set up and use on the market right now, and it's extremely affordable. So scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. What is a Spot Ethereum ETF? The word spot, or spot price, means the current market price. So a Spot Ethereum ETF is a fund that allows investors to buy and sell Ether at the price it is at that moment in time. And the fund actually buys, sells, and holds Ether, which would allow investors to hold Ether without having to manage it with their own wallet. So the ETF would be a custodian for investors' Ether. So why is this a big deal? Well, there are a ton of people with a ton of money held with their legacy finance and retirement accounts on Fidelity, Charles Schwab, and similar. And a Spot Ethereum ETF would be a regulated, stable way for all of these people to gain price exposure to Ether in their investment portfolios. And if the approval of a Spot Ethereum ETF is anything like the approval of the Spot Bitcoin ETF, it's likely going to be a great success, as it would allow the floodgates to a ton of money that's been on the sidelines waiting for more regulatory clarity to diversify into other cryptocurrencies in addition to Bitcoin. Because the SEC granting approval of a Spot Ethereum ETF would be enough clarity to allow any person, institution, retirement account provider, etc., to pretty much invest in Ether on the stock market. Right now, you'd have to open up an account with a dedicated crypto IRA provider, like iTrust Capital, which you can check out by clicking on the link below, or by opening up accounts with crypto exchanges like Coinbase or Kraken, which a lot of people with retirement accounts simply aren't interested in messing with, at least for now. And they would also have to take the time to figure out how to set up their own crypto wallets, which can be complicated for a lot of less tech-savvy people with a lot of money invested. So, a Spot Ethereum ETF is designed to allow more people to invest in Ether without the hassle of actually buying it, and it eliminates the need for additional security procedures because the fund would custody the Ether. As you can see, traditional investors are very familiar and comfortable with ETFs, and one that would make investing in Ether as simple and straightforward as any other stock or ETF allows money to flow into the space without people having to take time to learn about blockchain, wallets, staking, keys, and everything else. Cool. So we've got quite a few major investment firms hoping to get the green light from the SEC to list Spot Ethereum ETFs in the US, like BlackRock, the largest asset manager in the world, who filed their proposed spot ETH ETF product back in November of 2023. And the SEC, surprise, surprise, delayed making a decision about it, so they have until August 7th to make a decision. However, there are three investment firms that the SEC has to make a decision by May 23rd, the 24th, and the 30th, just days away at the time of this video. So it's possible that we could see an approval this week. My random wild guess is that we won't see an approval until around the deadline for BlackRock's filing, because, you know, BlackRock. They have a lot of control and influence over a lot of things, for better or worse. Either way, we shall see in due time. Let me know when or if we may see the approval of a spot Ethereum ETF in the comments below. In fact, a few weeks ago, we actually saw both a spot Bitcoin and spot Ethereum ETF launch in Hong Kong. However, the aftermath has been a bit lukewarm at best. Looking back at when the spot Bitcoin ETF was approved in the US on January 10th, 2024, on the weekly price chart, we can see that it took a good 4 to 5 weeks before we jumped from that 40K price point all the way to 70K, before settling down where we are now, bouncing around 60-65K. So it's possible that when the spot Ethereum ETF is approved, it will take a month or so to see some price effects. Also, since crypto is such a new asset class, many people that may have heard of Bitcoin may not be aware of Ethereum and have no idea what it is. And if you're one of those people, let's quickly break down what Ethereum is together. First, a quick word about another type of uncorrelated asset class. Check it out. Everyone who bought Bitcoin at 60K in 2021 had to wait over 3 years to see that price again. People who actually locked in returns from crypto have had to retain them in other types of holdings that can potentially protect, if not grow, that wealth. This is why I've teamed up with Masterworks, who offer another alternative investment that's historically nearly uncorrelated to other markets and has outpaced the S&P 500 since 1995. In fact, it's something that the ultra-wealthy have used to protect and grow their wealth for decades and even centuries. Blue chip art. May sound crazy, however, as an investor with Masterworks myself, I now have access to securitized versions of these same whole blue chip pieces by artists like Banksy, Picasso, and more. They've already provided positive net annualized returns on each of their 22 exits, distributing tens of millions back to investors over the past few years. Without Masterworks, it seems almost impossible for an outside or average investor like us to invest in art, but now any type of investor from Main Street to Wall Street can include it as part of their individual portfolio. It tends to be a long-term investment and shares are limited. So as part of our partnership, our community has the opportunity to skip the waitlist to join Masterworks and start diversifying into art today by scrolling down and using the link below. Past performance is not an indicator of future returns. You can see important Reg A disclosures at masterworks.com/CD. Cool. So what is Ethereum? Vitalik Buterin is a Russian-Canadian programmer and cryptocurrency researcher who came up with the idea for Ethereum in 2013, which finally went live in 2015. And the most plain and simple explanation of Ethereum can be broken down into two words: software platform. Now, what makes Ethereum different from other software platforms is that it is a blockchain-based software platform. And the most plain and simple explanation of blockchain is that it's records of data stored on a network of computers. And there are three pillars of blockchain that make it unique: decentralization, transparency, and immutability. The word decentralization with regard to blockchain is twofold. One, it means that data is recorded and stored on multiple devices in multiple locations around the world, as opposed to one central place. And two, decentralization also means that no one person, company, government, authority, or entity controls the data record and storage process. Nice. The word transparency with regard to blockchain relates to the way in which transactions are recorded on a ledger that is available for everyone to see, and that is saved on a network of computers around the world, making the data impossible to change or alter. And immutability simply means that the data recorded and stored on the blockchain cannot be changed, forged, or altered. And this is achieved through cryptography and blockchain hashing processes. So to summarize the three pillars of blockchain technology, blockchain's recording and storage protocols make it such that once new data is verified, it's unmodifiable, it's distributed across a vast network of computers around the world, so it's hard to destroy, and no one person or entity controls the data or network, creating a transparent environment. Amazing. So Ethereum is a use case of blockchain technology, and it's basically a programmable blockchain that people can build software on to create valuable products and services, or just for fun. Imagine the Ethereum network similar to the Apple App Store, a platform where people can build and deploy apps. And due to the decentralized properties of blockchain technology, the software people can build on Ethereum are called decentralized applications, or dApps for short. And the nature and potential of these decentralized applications, or dApps, has inspired the idea of and desire for a crusade towards decentralized finance, or DeFi for short. The DeFi movement aims to transform the current financial system into a more transparent and trustworthy system, like we discussed about the scenario and the transparency blockchain pillar. Cool. So many people commonly use the words Ether and Ethereum interchangeably, when they actually represent two different things. Ether is the Ethereum blockchain's native cryptocurrency. It operates similarly to Bitcoin in that it's a digital currency that can be transferred to people around the world, used as a form of payment, or act as a store of value. Going back to the decentralized pillar of blockchain technology, we discussed how open source software is distributed across a vast network of computers around the world. So to incentivize people to host and maintain the data on the blockchain, Ether was created as a form of payment to fuel the Ethereum network. So anyone who wants to build a software application on the Ethereum network has to pay for the computing power and space required using Ether. And the amount of Ether required for network fees is determined by a built-in pricing system known as gas. Gas considers the bandwidth and space requirements, as well as the computational difficulty of each transaction to calculate the amount of fees it will take to complete. And the term gas was created to differentiate the cost of performing transactions on the Ethereum network from the actual value of the Ether cryptocurrency. Currently, network processes on Ethereum are completed by validators, which are computers, that use a proof-of-stake protocol, which is a consensus mechanism. And consensus mechanism is simply a way that all computers within a network can come to an agreement on things, like the validity of a transaction. So computers that participate in the proof-of-stake consensus are known as validators. And proof-of-stake requires validators to stake cryptocurrency on the network, basically as a form of collateral. Staking with regard to cryptocurrency simply means holding cryptocurrency in a wallet or smart contract for an extended period of time in exchange for interest, rewards, or similar. So the proof-of-stake algorithm that selects which validators will verify the next block can consider variables like the amount of cryptocurrency the validator has staked on the network, the amount of time the cryptocurrency has been staked on the network, and it can randomly select validators to ensure the decentralization of the validation process. Amazing. So both Bitcoin and Ethereum are use cases of blockchain technology with different purposes. Bitcoin is simply a digital currency that people can use as a form of payment to send to and from each other or hold as a store of value, while Ethereum is basically a programmable blockchain that people can build software on to create valuable products and services or just for fun. So if we're new to the space and made it this far, congratulations and welcome to the wonderful wacky world of crypto. Like we discussed earlier, when investing in a spot Ethereum ETF, we don't actually completely own and control it. The investment firm does. And if you've been watching the channel for a while, capital controls are coming where the government will try to prevent us from leaving the US dollar system of control, bringing us all down with it. So as people in the crypto space, we need to make sure we are prioritizing security of our digital assets like Bitcoin and Ether by completely owning and controlling it with our own cryptocurrency wallet, like Tangible Wallet. It's as slim as a credit card, extremely easy to set up, like literally it just takes a minute or so. It allows us to not only safely store and completely own and control our crypto, we can also buy, earn, transfer, and swap thousands of coins and tokens. It comes with a total of 3 Tangem cards that function just like having 3 identical keys to your house or car, which serve as backups. They've had 0 wallet hacks out of over 1 million in the market since inception back in 2017, with both biometric security and access code protection on the Tangem app. I literally have several on hand that I love to give to friends, family, and even random acquaintances to take a minute or so to set up, send them some crypto so they can watch it, get curious, and start spreading awareness about this new exciting technology. So if you use link below, you can get your very own Tangem wallet at a discount. So scroll down and check it out. Awesome. If you would like to increase your chances of making gains by buying and selling altcoins at the right time using the money line, check out this video. To learn more about how we can prepare for altcoin season and learn how to use DeFi or decentralized finance apps in Web3, check out this video. And to get your very own Tangem wallet, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.